Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yates. We are up on Amar Aleph on the top line. Amar Rava Tesili, reward, schar, should come to me. We had a whole list of Amaroim who made similar statements regarding deserving reward for various favorable things that they did. Perhaps they were trying to inspire others to follow suit, to do likewise. It says, Amar Amar Rava Tesili, I am deserving of schar, schar should come to me. Dechi also tzurmim rabbonon, because when a tzurmim rabbonon, a young scholar would come to me, would come likamoi before me ledina to conduct a court case, out of my endearment to Tamid Chachamim, loy mazigna reisha beisadio, out of chavivus that I had towards Tamid Chachamim, I would not place my head, loy mazigna reisha, I would not place my head abeisadio on the pillow. I couldn't do it. Kama de loy ma'afichna b'schusei, before delving into analyzing the position, the argument of the Talmud Chacham, of this litigant, to find schus, find merit in his position. So in Rava's eyes, the Talmud Chacham was the one that was presumed to be the man of integrity, the honest fellow, and therefore he tried to find merit and schus in the position and the argument of the Tzubar Mirabonim. Continues Umar Omar Mar Bravashi, Pasilnale, Letzub Marabon Ladina. Out of my Chavivus to Talmid Chachamim, I am Pasil, I'm disqualified from conducting a din for a Tzub Marabon. Why? My Talmid Chaviv like a Gufay, because he's dear to me like my own Guf. And if that's the case, I have no ability to be objective. Ve'ein Adam Roye Chavil Atzmi. One doesn't have the ability to see guilt within himself. He's not objective when it comes to himself. So the Talmud Chacham was so dear to him, he regarded him as his own body, and therefore he had no ability to be objective. Therefore he says, I'm disqualified from litigating a court case involving a Tzurba Mirabon. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, although a person is meant to have Ahavas Yisrael, love for every Jew, but a Dayan is meant to somehow separate between the two things and have the ability to nevertheless view the case objectively. Whereas when it came to Marbar Ravashi, his love for the Talmud Chacham was so dear, it was like his own self, and therefore he had no ability to be objective, and therefore he was disqualified. Says the Gemara, going back to Shabbos, Rabbi Chanina, me'atif v'koi, he would wrap himself with elegant v'godim, v'koi, he would stand apanya de malish Shabbato. This was Mali Shabbata, Erev Shabbos. Apanya, late afternoon, right before Shabbos. Omar, he would exclaim, he said, Boyu, Neve, Neitzel, Kras Shabbos Hamalka, let's go out and greet, let's go towards Shabbos Hamalka, Shabbos the Queen. Why do you refer to Shabbos as the Queen? He says the Marsha, because the Medrash says that Shabbos is the Bas Zugoy of Yisrael, like the wife of Klal Yisrael, the partner of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, he referred to Shabbos as the Queen of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yanai, Lovishmane, he put on his special Shabbos clothing, Bimali Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, V'omar, and he said, Boyi Kala, come Kala, referring to the Shabbos, come to your husband's home. And this was his way of receiving Shabbos. Rabbi Barav Ula Ikla, he visited Lebei Rabbi Barav Nachman, he visited the home of Rabbi Barav Nachman. Kribule, now they offered him, they served him, Tzlas, Savi, three saw, a large amount, of tachai tachi, of these greased, these smeared, rikikin, Rashi says, these crackers. So whatever it is, it was a large amount. And he was taken aback. He says, Amar lohu, mi hava yadihisun dasina. How did you know? Did you know that I was arriving, that you prepared this large amount of serving? Amar lei, so they responded to him, mi adifas lon mino. Are you greater? Are you better than the Minah, than Shabbos? Meaning, we prepared for Shabbos. We didn't know that you were coming, but this is what we prepared to cover Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Zovan, he purchased Betleiser Astiri with 13 Astiri is a coin, Astiri Pshiti, a certain kind of coin. 13 coins he would purchase on Erev Shabbos. Bistra meat, Mitleiser Tabachi, from 13 different butchers. She would go to each butcher, give him a coin for a portion of meat. This way he gets a variety, different types of meats from different types of butchers. And then he would rush home, umashlin lehu, he would hand it to the servants at home. He would hand it to them at tzinoira de dasha. He'd place it by the hinge, the dasha of the doorway. So he would place it there and rush back to buy the next portion of meat. Va'amalu, and he would announce to them, to his servants, Asher, strengthen yourself higher, hurry up. Asher, strengthen yourself higher, hurry up. Meaning, go ahead and prepare this portion, and then he would run off to do his next purchase. Ravo, so the Gemara describes different Amoraim, how they would prepare personally for Shabbos. They would get themselves physically, personally involved for the preparation of Shabbos. Rechan points out that the Gemara tells us elsewhere that it is a greater mitzvah. The mitzvah has greater significance if it's done by the person himself rather than through a shliach, through an emissary, through a servant. So we find that the tzaddikim here would personally get involved, at least in a minimal way, something physically for preparation for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabavo, Hava Yosef atach tichka de Shina. He would sit on this pedestal of Shina, some say it means ivory, this nice chashev thing. He would sit on it, umoyshev nura, and he would blow the fire to get it going for Shabbos. Rav Anan, on the other hand, lovish gunda. He would put on a black smock to get involved in the kitchen, the cooking process. He put on a black smock not to get prevent from his clothing getting soiled. The Torah de Rishmol, as we learned in the Brisa, begodim shebishol ben kedei l'rabbi, the clothing which the servant wore when he was cooking, bishol ben kedei l'rabbi, that he cooked when he was cooking the pot of food for his master. Those same clothing that get soiled in the kitchen, al yimzeg ben kais rabbi, he shouldn't wear them when he is moizeg, when he pours the glass, the cup of whatever wine for his master, because the clothing worn during the cooking are soiled. So he's meant to change to more elegant clothes, clean clothing, and serve his master in this manner. So Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back points out that there's a machlekes here between Rav Avo's approach, who sat on this elegant pedestal when he went ahead and he prepared the fire for Shabbos, as opposed to Rav Anan, who said no. His opinion was that, look, it's preparation for Shabbos. One's meant to do away with his dignity and his physical comfort and elegance. One's meant to put on a smock, get himself down and dirty, preparing for Shabbos. Two approaches. Rav Avo took the elegant approach, and Rav Anan, he took the more menial labor approach, go put on a smock and go cook. So the clothing worn here are meant to reflect what he's doing. Just as we find in the Brisa that the Eved is going to wear, he's going to downgrade his attire when he prepares the actual food. So there are two different types of serving. There's the service, direct service to the master when he's actually pouring the kais, when he wears clean, elegant clothing, as opposed to when he's involved in menial labor, physical activity, when he wears more basic clothing, a black smock to do the cooking, because that demonstrates that now it's not a time to keep clean, keep neat, rather to get involved in physical activity, physical effort, menial labor, and doing away with one's dignity. So this is a demonstration of the commitment of the Eved to his master, that he's willing to exert this effort and to do away with his dignity for serving him and, in this case, preparing for Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Rav Safra Machrich Reisha. He would singe the head of the animal, so he would take the head and he would burn off the fibers, the hair. This was the way that he prepared for Shabbos. Rav Malch Shibuta, he would salt this Shibuta fish. Rav Huna Malik Shragi, he lit the candles. Apparently this was in addition to what his wife used to light. She used to light candles for Shabbos. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta, he braided the wicks needed for the Shabbos, neighbor Shabbos. Rav Chizda Purim Silka, he sliced, he cut the beets. Rav Yosef Matzta Chisivi, they would chop the wood. Rav Zera Metzates Tzitzusi, he would go ahead and kindle the fire using splinters of wood. That was his effort to cover Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mekatev Ayil, he would load up and come in, Mekatev Venafik, load up supplies and bring them out, whatever was needed, clothing and supplies for the covered Shabbos. And he said like this, Amar, he said, Ilu Miklin Li, Rav Ami Ravasi. If Rav Ami Ravasi would come and be my guest, Miloi Maktifna Kamai, would I not go ahead and carry around these loaves in front of them as a demonstration of honoring them, respecting them, and serving them? Likewise, when it comes to Shabbos, certainly I'm meant to go ahead and conduct myself in this manner. V'igid Amri, some have a different version, that it was Rav Ami Ravasi who were Mekatvi V'ayli, Mekatvi V'nafki. They slipped in, slipped out. Amri, and they said, Ilu Ikelon Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan would come here, Miloi Mekatvina Kamei, would we not go ahead and slip all this stuff in front of him? Certainly we would, and therefore we do it for Shabbos as well. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Describes these various preparations. Rashi here is 20 lines from the top, beginning with the words Atachtika de Shina. Says Rashi, Pashtadul, some type of a chair, a pedestal, Shalshain of ivory, Shechoshev Hayav Asher, because we're speaking about Ravo, who was a prominent person, wealthy, Umayshef Nura, Neifech Misham Nura. From there, from his position, he would blow the fire, get it going, the Kavod HaShabbos, Rabbeinu Levi Goras, Atak Tika de Shaga, Tidar, certain type of wood that this chair was made of. Lovish Gunda, so this is opposed to, as in contrast with Anan, who put on this Kli Shachar, this black garment, Loidia, to demonstrate. Shayoim Eina Kedai Lesnai B'Chashivas, today is not a day which is suitable for conducting himself with Chashivas, with prominence. To be chashev from and refraining from getting yourself involved in cooking for Shabbos. He put on the smock so that his clothing would not get soiled when he was involved in cooking the food for Shabbos. The Tanadere Shmod the Bishul Kaderim, the Tanav Begadim, cooking soils one's clothing. Machr Chresha Imaya Sham Rosh Behema Lachroich, if there was a head of an animal that needed singeing macharchu ba'atzma, he would burn off the fibers on his own, physically, personally do it. Parim lashan prumim machatech kat mitzates tzitzusi meitzis ha'or, he would kindle the fire beitzim dakim using splinters. And finally, we have the thing with Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who was mekatef ayel mekatef anafik, says Rashi be'er Shabbos yoytze v'nichnas. He would go out, come in, lahavi tamed masois of klei tashmish, packages of klei tashmish, utensils, bigdei chayfish, these clothing, elegant clothing for Shabbos, umegodim delights ka'odim shem makabelas rabbi bebeisai, akin similar to a person who is vimakabel his rebbe in his home, umara loy shu chashev alav. So he receives his rebbe and he shows and demonstrates to him that he's chashev on him. He regards him with respect on chashivas v'chori the kvoid, and he's anxious and busy to respect him and honor him, letroyach laharis v'shvilei, to burden himself and to increase whatever is needed and to serve him properly. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is going to relate the famous story of Yosef Meikir Shavi. Says the Gemara, Yosef Meikir Shavi, Yosef who was Meikir, he honored Shavi. Rashi translates this as Mechabed Shabbosis. He was one who honored Shabbosos. Hava hu nochri b'shavusei. There was this Gentile in his neighborhood. Dava nefishin nichsei tuva. He had very many possessions. Wealthy fellow. Arvelei kaldoi. So the stargazers told the Gentile, kula nichsei, all your nechas, your possessions. You know where they're going to end up? Yosef makir shabi ochlu. He is going to have them. He's going to take possession of them. So to preempt this thing from happening, so he thought of a plan. Ozal zevninu lekula nichsi, went and he sold off all his nechasim. Zavam hu maganisa, he purchased with them maganisa, an expensive maganisa, a pearl. Oisva besaine, so he placed it in his hat. So he set it up in his hat. This way, it's safe and secure. Ba'ad de ka'ava mabra, when he was walking along the on a bridge, afreche sika, so the gust of wind came along and blew off his hat, shadi b'maya, tossed it into the water. Bali kavra, a fish came and swallowed it, perhaps only the pearl, perhaps the entire hat. Askua, the fishermen caught the fish, they pulled it out of the water. Isua, Apanya de Mali Shabbata. Towards evening on Erev Shabbos, Apani means towards evening, the Mali Shabbat of Erev Shabbos. Now, they were in a quandary. Amri, they said, Man Zoven Kihashta, who's going to purchase a fish at this time right now, at this late hour? It's not exactly the right time to sell fish. Amri Luz, others advised them, Zilu, go up to you, go bring the fish, the Gabi Yosef Mekishabi, to Yosef Mekishabi, the Ragel the Zoven, because he's accustomed to buying. Try your luck with him. To you and the Ale, indeed, they brought a fish to him. Zavne, he bought it. Kari, he opened it up. Ashkechei Marganisa, and he found within it this expensive pearl. Zavne, he sold it. Betleisa, Elisa, the dinri de lahava. He received a great fortune in exchange of this pearl. 13 Elisa, 13 upper floors, meaning roomfuls of dinri de lahava, of golden coins. Rashi points out that many times when the Gemara uses the term Tleisa 13, it's merely an exaggeration. The point here is that he received great wealth in exchange for this expensive pearl. So this certain elder met him and explained to him what happened. Amar, he said, Man de Yodav Shabbata, one who lends Shabbos, he spends money for the sake of Shabbos, he lends Shabbos, money pari Shabbata. Shabbos will return, Shabbos pays him back. And indeed, that's why you merited this great fortune. Continues the Gemara, Boi minei Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi. So Rabbi asked the following question of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi. Ashirim Shvez Yisrael, B'mayin Zoichim. The wealthy ones in Eretz Yisrael, on account of what do they merit wealth? Amar Leisi told them, Yisrael Shema Asrin. As a result of the fact that they take off Maaser from their crops, Shenemar Aser to Aser. It's a double Lashon Aser to Aser, says the Gemara. Aser, you should take off Maaser, you should separate the tenth, B'shvil Shatis Asher, so that you become wealthy. So this is the answer. They're meticulous regarding the mitzvah of Maaser. So he continued asking him, what about the Ashirin in Bavel, who have an opportunity to do the mitzvah of Maaser? Shebe Bavel B'mahin Zoichen, on account of what are they, Zoiche, to wealth. Amar Leis, he told him, B'shvil Shemachabden Es HaTorah, due to the fact that they accord honor to Torah. So you continue asking him, what about the wealthy ones in other lands that perhaps don't have this chus? Why are they zeicha to ashiras to wealth? Amalei. So Bishmo Barbesi answered him, because they are machabed, they honor Shabbos. The Amr Abchir Bar Abba, Pamachas, Nesarachti Etzel Balabais, Belutkia. I was once a guest at a certain balabais in the town of Lutkia. He feel the fun of a shulchan shel zav, and they presented before him a golden table, masui shisha asav bnei adam, need to be carried by 16 people, so heavy. V'sheish esrei shal shaloi shal kesef, and there were 16 silver chains, kvois boy set in this table, ka'orois and plates, v'koisois, cups, v'ketonius, pitchers, slichas, containers, kvois boy were set on this table, v'olav, and on it was to be found kol mini machol, many varieties of food, the kol mini megodim, many delights of all types, upsamim and spices. Ukishemanichem oisein, that when they would place this table, what would they say? Oimrim, they would say la'ashem ha'oretz maloya. Everything in this world belongs to Hashem. One cannot partake until he makes the bracha. So this was their exclamation when they brought the food in. When they were finished, they removed the table. They would say, Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem. The Shemayim is Hashem ba'aretz. The earth, Nosam le'adam. Hashem granted it to Bnei Adam to enjoy. And indeed, this was their way of expressing thanks to Hashem for granting them this abundance of food. So this is Rav Chiya bar Abba narrating. He says, I was his guest, and I witnessed this abundance, this wealth. So I turned to the owner. I told him, "Bnei, my son, on account of what did you merit this great wealth?" Amar li, he told me as follows: "Katzav yisi, I used to be a butcher. Umekol beima shoysena, from every good quality animal that came our way, I used to separate a piece. Amarti, I would say, zutei l'shabbos." This is reserved for Shabbos. Amarti loy. So I responded to him and I said, Ashrecha shezachisa. Fortunate are you that you were zoicha to conduct himself in this manner and to be zoicha to ashirus, uboruch hamokayim shazikech lekach. So fortunate are you that you zoicha to be mechabit Shabbos. That's the first part, ashecha zochisa. And then in response to that, uboruch hamokayim, baruch Hashem, shazikech lekach, that granted you this wealth as a schar for your honoring Shabbos in this extreme manner. From the words of Mashal, it seems like this story took place on Shabbos. And indeed, this as well was a display of honor towards Shabbos. Omalei Kesar, so this Gentile Kesar, turned to Rabbi Shoban Chananya, and he asked him as follows. Omalei Kesar Shoban Chananya, v'pnei ma tafshel shel Shabbos reichei noidav. Why is it that the tafshel, the dish, the food of Shabbos, reichei noidav, it exudes this pleasant aroma? Omar loy. So Rabbi Shoban responded, Tavlin echad yeshalan. We have this specific spice. V'shabeshmoy. It's called Shabbos. Shana matichum l'seichoy. That we put into our food. V'reichanoidev. And it exudes this special, unique, pleasant aroma. Omer lo, said the keser, told him, okay, tein lanu heimenu. Give us some of it. And let us put it into our foods. Omer lo. So Rishu responded, it won't work. Kol ha-meshamer is ha-shabbos. One who observes Shabbos, meaning a yid, moyeloi, this spice benefits him. He derives the benefit from the spice. V'she'enim Shabbos ha-Shabbos, but one who does not observe Shabbos, einoi moyeloi, this spice will not benefit him whatsoever. So Shabbos is something you need to experience. It's a spiritual delight. It's not something which can be transferred. It's untransferable. So one who lives Shabbos, experiences Shabbos, experiences the spiritual existence of Shabbos, he enjoys this tavlin, this spice, this spiritual delight called Shabbos. So the guy had some inkling, some sort of whiff of a smell he was able to discern, but more than that, he would not experience. Amalei Reish Galusa, the Rav Amnuna. So the Reish Galusa, the head of the exile, this was the head of the civil authority, which was recognized by the government, and he was a descendant of David HaMelech, that's the Reish Galusa. So the head of the Jewish community in the Golis, in Bavel, he asked Rav Amnuna, my dechsiv, well, how do you explain the pasuk which says, l'kdoish Hashem mechubot? So this is the pasuk which says, v'koros al Shabbos oineg, you meant to call out and establish Shabbos as a day of delight, a day of oineg, a day of pleasure. But the pasuk continues, l'kdoish Hashem, so the one which is sanctified to Hashem, mechubot, it's meant to be honored. Now, we already mentioned Shabbos. So what is the pasuk referring to? L'kdoish Hashem mechubot. Amar Leis, Rav Nuna responded, you're right, it's not referring to Shabbos. Zeyam HaKippur, Shein Boi Lo'achil Le'ishtia, there's no food or drink on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Amar Torah, Kabdei B'sus Nekia. How do you honor Yom Kippur? You can't do it with food and drink, rather, with clean clothing. And the Pasuk, that same Pasuk continues, V'chibadatoi, you're meant to honor. This is going back to Shabbos. Now, we already discussed, Oineg, pleasure, delight. What is this additional thing of V'chibadatoi? Says the Gemara, indeed, it's not referring to the content of the meal, but rather the timing of the meal. We're meant to distinguish Shabbos from an ordinary weekday regarding mealtime. Rava malahagdim. This is referring to being a magdim, advancing the meal, beginning the suda earlier than during ordinary mealtime. Ushmo lamalachar. This is referring to delaying one's Shabbos meal, which increases the appetite. Amalei b'nei Rav Papa bar Abba l'Rav Papa. So they asked Rav Papa as follows. K'goin anan. For instance, us. The shchiach lon bisra v'chamra kol yayma. It is common for us to have bisra v'chamra, meat and wine every day. We have an abundance of these materials. And in what way are we meant to make Shabbos distinguished, different, special than an ordinary weekday? How are we meant to deviate and to have Shabbos be different than an ordinary weekday? Amalu, so he told them, likewise, irgalisu lagdim lagdumi. If you are accustomed to eating early, achrua, then delay the Shabbos meal. Irgisu lachrua, if you are accustomed to eating late, akdumua, then go ahead and advance the Shabbos meal, begin early. So you cannot alter the content of your meal, but the timing should reflect the day of Shabbos. Now, Tosis points out that based on this Gemara, we can understand that Rav and Shmuel mentioned earlier were actually not having any machlekes whatsoever. When Rav said, you meant to advance, lahakdim, and Shmuel said, la'achar, to delay, so they were both referring to different circumstances. Rav says advance when a person is accustomed to eating late. Shmuel says delay, referring to a person who is accustomed to eating earlier, and therefore on Shabbos he's meant to delay somewhat. Continues Gemara, Rav Sheshes, who was actually blind. Now, he used to learn with the Talmidim on Shabbos morning, and he wanted to ensure that they get up from the drasha when the meal time comes. He didn't want to delay them, hold them back unnecessarily. So how would he do it? Because he couldn't see what time it was. He didn't notice the sun. So what did he do? Rav Sheshes Bekaita, during the summertime, he would strategically place his Talmidim in a manner in which they would be compelled to get up when the time of the meal arrives. So Bekaita, during the summertime, Moshe Lul Rabbanan, he would sit the Rabbanan down, Hecha Demat Yeshimsha, at a location where the sun is going to arrive when mealtime comes. This will compel them to get up and go have their Shabbos Suda. Biz Sitva, during the autumn, Moshev L'Rabbanan, he would seat them, Hecha D'Matya Tula, where the shade would come, it would get cold and chilly, Ke'echa D'Likumu Haya, so that when mealtime arrives and it gets hot or gets cold in the autumn, then they would get up, Likumu, they would get up, they should get up Haya quickly to go ahead and partake in their Shabbos Suda. Continues Gemara, Rav Zeira, Mahader Azuzi Zud Rabbanan. He would go after the pairs of the Chachamim who engage in conversation and learning. He would go after them and tell them, Omer Lehu. He would tell them, Matusa Menaicha, please go ahead and engage in the light of Shabbos. Go have your Suda. Don't be Mevatel, don't be Mechal Shabbos, but Matusa Menaicha, please, Leisa Chalune. Don't desecrate Shabbos by being mevatel, nullifying the tanugim of Shabbos. Go ahead and have your meal. Amar Rava v'itema, some say it's Rav Shimon Levi. I feel yochad am espal b'erev Shabbos. Even individual on his own, who is davening on erev Shabbos, tzorech leima v'yichulu. He's meant to include v'yichulu in his tefillah, which is testifying to Hashem's creation of the world in 6 days, resting on the seventh. So it's an edus to Hashem's omnipresence and absolute control, creation and recreation of the world. So although it's an edus, it's testimony, generally speaking, an edus testimony is meant to be conducted through two witnesses. So even though he's merely a yachid davening on his own, nevertheless, he should not refrain from expressing this testimony of Vayichulu. The Omar of Amununa, call him a spalber of Shabbos, Vayim Vayichulu 1, who's davening Erev Shabbos, and he says, Vayichulu malo v'kosov. The pasuk regards him, kilo nasa shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'masa v'reishis, as though he has become a partner, he's partnering with Hashem in the masa v'reishis, in the creation of the world. Shenemar Vayichulu. Vayichulu Hashemayim v'aretz v'atzvam. Al tikri Vayichulu, instead of reading Vayichulu, ela Vayichalu, they've completed, meaning, instead of Vayichulu, the world was finished, the creation was finished, vayichalu, meaning both of them, this is a plural term, them, both, vayichalu, they, Hashem and this person, completed the world. What does that mean? Explains the Maharsha, because the point of Shabbos is to attest to the to Hashem's creation of the world. Now, Hashem created the world, but if the general, the masses are not aware of that, then it's lacking, the awareness is lacking. And the purpose of the world was not really accomplished yet. So this fellow who attests to it and testifies and announces, yes, Hashem created the world. Hashem is in charge of the world. Hashem gives life, constant life to the world. He is demonstrating, he is testifying to the fact that Hashem is the creator of the world. So Hashem created the world, but he is creating the awareness to that effect. So indeed, he's contributing to the completion of the world, to bringing the world and having it realize its purpose and its goal and objective, so that we come close to Hashem and we recognize Hashem. So he's contributing, he's a shutuf, like the Shbarchu, he's creating that awareness, and therefore he's a shutuf to Hashem in the creation of the world. Omer Belezer, minayin shadibur kemasa. How do we know that mere words are regarded in a certain extent, like masa, like action? Shenema b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu, with the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. So we see that words alone can create. Likewise, referring back to the person who's testifying, he's merely saying words, v'ichula shemayim b'aretz l'tzvam, he's testifying Hashem's presence, Hashem's creating of the world, that those words are regarded in a certain extent as masa. As we said, he's regarded like he's creating, he's a shutuf to the creation of the world merely by expressing words. Those words are tantamount to doing. Now, Farshim point out that conversely, one is meant to refrain from speaking about words which describe malachis on Shabbos, because words have weight, they carry weight, like masa. Omer v'chizda omer v'okfa, kol ha'mespal b'erev Shabbos, one who is davening on Erev Shabbos, v'oyim v'yichulu. What happens? Shnei malach ha'shoris, those two malachim, ha'malavon lo adam, that escort the person, ma'anichin yideim al reishai, they place their hands on his head, v'oyim v'lein, they tell him, v'sar avaynecha, v'chatoscha t'chupar y'avayin, will be removed, and your chet will be atoned for. Tanya b'yayisir b'yuda omer, shnei malach ha'shoris, there are two malachim that escort a person on his way back from the Beis HaKnesses home. One of them is a good malach, one of them a bad malach. When he arrives home, and he finds the ner, the lamp which is lit, the table which is set, his bed made, Malach Toiv Omer. What does the Malach Toiv say? He exclaims, Yiratzen, should be Hashem's will. Shetehele Shabbos Acheres Kach. Just as everything is so in order, in honor of the Shabbos, likewise, next week, next Shabbos, it should be the same exact way. Umalach Ra? Oh, you know, Amen Baal Karchoi, the Malach Ra has no choice. And against his will, he answers, Amen. Vim Lav. But if this is not the case, he comes home, things aren't prepared properly for Shabbos. Malach Ra Omer. Then the Malach Ra responds and says, Yiratzai Shetehele Shabbos Acheres Kach. And the coming Shabbos should feature the same thing. Umalach Toiv Oyna Omen Bal Korchai. And the good Malach is forced to answer against his will. He's forced to answer Omen. Explains the Marsha. These two Malachim are those two forces. One of them which tries to inspire a person to do a mitzvah. So this pertains to every mitzvah. There's the good malach who tries to push him and inspire him to do good, and then the bad malach, which is that, Yetzer Hara, and tries to dissuade him, discourage him from doing mitzvahs. So these two malachim are the Shabbos malachim. They pertain, they're related to the mitzvah of Shabbos. They both escort him home and see what the situation is. If the good malach sees that everything's in order, he inspires him further, he spurs him on. And conversely, if things are not in order, then the bad malach gains control and he expresses his wish. Continues the Gemara, Omar Blazer, Lo'ilam Yisadar Adam Shulchan Erev Shabbos. One should always seek to set his table properly on Erev Shabbos, Afa Bishay Nitzorach El Kazayis, even though he's only going to, partake a small portion of Kazayis, he should set his table in honor of Shabbos. Likewise, Amatzoy Shabbos. From Avam Malka, Avam Chanina, Lo'ilum Yisad Adam Shulchan Moitzoy Shabbos. Avam Bishayin Yisrael El Kazayis, even though he's only going to eat Kazayis, he should go ahead and set his table in honor of Shabbos. Now, how does this honor Shabbos, explains Rashi? This too is an honor and respect of Shabbos. You're escorting the Shabbos just like as one would escort the king who's leaving town. This Suda, setting the table, this Suda of Matzah Shabbos, is his way of according honor to Shabbos on his way out. So, on the way out of Shabbos, one is meant to do this Malava Malka. Interesting that some of the Farshim point out that Rav Chanina was actually the one who referred to Shabbos as Shabbos HaMalka. So it's very fitting that we call the Suda of Matzah Shabbos, described by Rav Chanina, as the Suda of Malava Malka, because it's escorting the queen who is leaving town. Says the Gemara, Melug Chamin B'Motzoy Shabbos. Hot water on Motzoy Shabbos, Rashi says, drinking and rinsing myself with hot water, so a hot coffee, a hot shower. Milugma is a remedy, it has therapeutic power to strengthen a person, perhaps a person's in a weakened state due to his losing the neshama yisera. So hot water strengthens the person,
and remedies his weakness.
Pas chama matzah Shabbos, hot bread, fresh bread on matzah Shabbos,
malugma, that as well has therapeutic value.
Says the Gemara, Bavo, he was very elaborate when it comes to the matzah Shabbos procedure.
Hava avdin lei ba'apukah Shabbata,
they would prepare for him on matzah Shabbos.
Igla tilsa,
a third born calf which was of high quality.
Hava ochem mei kulyasa,
he would only eat a small portion, a kidney. So they prepared this big festive thing, and he only needed a bit, but they did it so that it was an expression, they demonstrated the covet of Shabbos.
Now, his son observed this, and he was perplexed. He gadol Avimi Brei, when Avimi's son grew older, grew up, Amar Leis, he turned to his father and he said, Lama lach lafsuli kulihai, why do you need to waste all this? To go and shech this igla tilsa, this high quality calf, just for a single kidney that you're going to eat.
Nishba kulyasim bali shabbata.
Let's simply leave over a kidney from the animal which we use on Erev Shabbos, which we prepare for Shabbos.
Shavku.
So that's what happened. They left the calf alone. They didn't slaughter on Matzah Shabbos.
Va'asa arya, and a lion came along. Achle, and he ate it up. To indicate, yes, there is something to it.
To go ahead and to present an elaborate affair and prepare this this igla tilsa in honor of the departing Shabbos.
Omer Rabbi Shoban Levi, kolo oyne omen yesh mei rabo, mevarach, bechol koichai,
one who responds, who answers,
omen yesh mei rabo, that the name of Hashem, the
shmei rabo, his great name, mevarach, should be blessed.
If one expresses this, bechol koichai,
Rashi says b'chol koicha means b'chol kavanosai, with all its concentration.
Tosis brings that it's referring to b'chol ram,
with a loud voice.
So he exerts effort in calling out Yesh Mei Rabba, koir le gzardinai.
They tear up his bad gzardin, his bad edict.
Shenamar, as the pasuk says, b'froya prois b'Yisrael,
b'snadiv am, baruch Hashem.
Says the Gemara, my time before price are misfortunes.
Why are those misfortunes going to be nullified?
Mishum de Baruch Hu Hashem, because
the nation
is Baruch Hu Hashem, they bless Hashem, they commit themselves, and they bless Hashem.
So it's referring to Yesh Mirab Mavarach,
which has the power to annul decrees.
Even if he has a trace of Avodah Zarah within him,
they forgive him
on account of him expressing Yesh Mei Rabba b'chol koich.
K'siv hocha b'freya prois, because this pasuk uses the term b'freya prois,
and we find elsewhere k'siv hasam, and elsewhere the Torah employs a similar term, which was in the context of the eagle, which was the Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says ki paruahu, because the Klal Yisrael is all disturbed. This was referring to the Avodah Zarah.
So, b'freya prois means that the Avodah Zarah that's contained with him will be disturbed and negated and done away with due to his involvement in Yesh Mei Rabba Mavarach.
Omer Yesh Lakish Kala Oine, Amen B'chol Koichai.
One who answers Amen with all his might, Poischon L'Shar Gan Eden, they open for him the gates of Gan Eden, Shnemar,
Pischu Sh'arim, open the gates, V'yavei Goy Tzadik,
Shomer Emunim.
Al Tikri Shomer Emunim.
Instead of reading Shomer Emunim,
Ela read She'omrim Amen,
those who say Amen.
My Amen, what is the meaning of Amen? What does it stand for? Says the Gemara, it's actually a combined word, an acronym, Rosh Tevis.
Amar B'chanina Keil Melech Neman. Amen stands for Keil Melech, the King Neman, who's trustworthy.
And perhaps Neman means he's constant, he's eternal.
Tevis actually points out that based on this Gemara, one should be Mahar, should think in his mind when he says Amen, this meaning, Keil Melech Neman.
Amar Yehuda Breda Shmuel Mishmedura Einad Leikum Matsuya.
A fire is only found Ella B'Makom Sheyesh Chilul Shabbos,
only a place where there is Chilul Shabbos present.
Shenemar V'Moisish Morlei LeKadosh Shema Shabbos.
Uability says Masa, if you don't listen to me to sanctify Shabbos, to refrain from carrying loads,
V'Itzati Eish Misharei,
I will ignite a fire
in its courtyard, in its gates,
v'ochel arba nes Yerushalayim, and it will consume the palace of Yerushalayim,
v'loy tikave,
and v'loy sichpe, and it will not be extinguished. My v'loy sichpe, what does this mean? It won't be extinguished. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, b'shoa, because the fire will break out at a time, at a very inappropriate time for putting out fires. When? We'll fire on Shabbos. B'shoa she'ein b'nei adam metzuyim l'chaboyisam, when there's nobody available to put out the fire. We're speaking about that's going to fall out on Shabbos. Amar Abai, l'chor b'Yushalayim. Yushalayim was not destroyed only ela b'shoa she'chilu b'yis ha-Shabbos, because they desecrated Shabbos in Yushalayim she'nemar. U'mishabsoysay l'imay ne'yam. From my Shabbos, they turned away their eyes, they ignored, and I became profaned amongst them. You know why the Yerushalayim was charev? Because shebitlu krishma shachas v'arves, only because they negated the reading of Shema in the morning and the evening. So the mevatel krishma, and as a result of that, Yerushalayim is charev. Shenema hoyim hashkim yavaboiker sheicher yudayfu. So woe to those who get up in the morning and they pursue drinking of beer. And the pasuk there also speaks about delaying at night. So they were busy with involved pursuing pleasure, drinking, and as a result, they negated the reading of Krishma, of the morning and the evening. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Vayakino v'neva toiv v'chol v'yayin ushteim." They were involved in instruments and drinking wine. Despite Hashem le'abitu, they did not gaze at the workings of Hashem by proclaiming the oneness of Hashem and the existence of Hashem through Krishma. So they neglected to get involved in reading Krishma. Uksiv lochein gole ami mibli das. As a result of that, my nation went into exile mibli das through a lack, due to a lack of das. Amar Rav Nuna loichov Yishalayim. Yishalayim was destroyed because of the following reason. Elo, only because of Yishvil Shabitlo Beknegishal Yisraban, because they diverted the small school children from their learning. Shenamar shvoichal el bechutz. Matam Shefoich, why was the anger spilled on Yerushalayim? Mishum de'oilel b'chutz, because the youngsters, the little children were outside. They were not involved in learning. They were being disrupted from their learning. Omer ula lo'ychor b'Yerushalayim. You know why Yerushalayim was charev? Elo was only because of the following reason. Elo b'nei shlo yoyim lohem b'yishis. Panim zem zeh, because they did not have shame from each other. Shame from Averis. Shenemar hivishu kuseiva asu gam boish lo yivoishu. They lack this attribute of busha for doing Averis. Om Rabbi Yitzchak lechob Yerushalayim ela b'shvil shehushu katan v'gadol, because the katan v'gadol, the less prominent and the more prominent, were equalized. They were dealt with equally. They did not accord the proper honor to the great ones, the midchachamim, that deserved. So the nation, the Kohen, were treated equally, equal rights. And what does it say afterwards? The land were fully, is going to fully empty out. Because of the following reason, because they did not offer teichacha, admonishment, one to another. So the princes were like ayolim, like deer. Loi matzumira, didn't find pasture. What is the equation between the sarim of Yerushalayim to the ayolim, to the deer? Ma'ayol zeh, just as this deer. Roi shishal zeh, b'tzad znovi shal zeh. So one's head is by the other one's tail. He's looking down. Af yisrael shubay sadar. Likewise, yisrael in that generation, kof shopneim b'karka, they cast their faces downward, down towards the karka. Loi chichu zeh zeh, don't bother doing teichacha, admonishing one another. Omer b'Yuda loichav Yerushalayim ela b'shvil shabizabah tamid hachamim, because they denigrated tamid hachamim. Shenemar, as it says, ayu mal'ivim b'lachel hakim, they were scoffing at the messengers of Hashem, at the tamid hachamim, uboizim dvorav, and they demeaned Hashem's words, u'masatim b'neviyav, and they mocked His prophets, ad alois chamas Hashem ba'amoy, until Hashem's wrath, Hashem's anger descended on His nation, ad le'in marpe, until there was no remedy. My ad le'in marpe, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, this teaches us, kol ha'mevazel talmud chacham, one who demeans a Talmud Chacham, there's no remedy to his wound. Don't touch my anointed ones, and my prophets, don't harm. He's referring to those small school children. Don't touch them. Don't interfere with them. Why are the tinaikas called Meshichai? Some say because children are anointed with oil. Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz actually says because Meshichai means the Meshicha, they used to anoint the king when they inaugurate a new king. So the tinaikas of Rabbi are in school. It's their training. They're training their youngsters, they're learning, and they're being educated and trained, and therefore the pasuk refers to them as Meshichai. Ubenevi al tereu, elu tamid chachamim. This is referring to the Talmud Chachamim. As Rashi says, the Talmud Chacham is regarded like a Navi. The passage says, if a Navi, levav chachma. So don't interfere with them. Don't harm them. Don't disrupt them. Omer Rish Lakish, Mishum Yehuda Nesir. Eina Oilam Eskayim. What keeps the world going? The only thing that keeps the world going is Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinegash Beis Rabban. The world exists on account of the Hevel, the breath of those Tinegesh Reshrav and those small school children. The breath of their Torah is so pure that sustains the world. What about our Torah? The David Didachmai. Amr Leis Abai responding. Even so, Einoi Doima, Hevel Sheish Bechet. You can't equate the breath of adults which are tainted with Chet. Lehevel Sheish Bechet. You can't compare that to the Hevel, to the breath, to the learning of these small school children, which is pure and innocent, free of any trace of chet. V'amar Shlokish b'shem Rabbi Nesia, a mivatn tinekesh beis rabban. One does not disrupt the learning of the tinekesh beis rabban. Afilu lebinyan beis hamikdash, even if they're needed for the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. That's important. Their learning is v'amar Shlokish Rabbi Nesia, kach mekublani ma'voisei. The following is a tradition from my avos. The Amrila, some say that the way he said it was that this is a tradition from your mavesecha, from your avos. What was the tradition as follows? Kol ir she'ein ba tinekesh beis rabban, a city which does not feature tinekesh beis rabban learning, ma'achriv noisa, eventually it's going to be destroyed. Ravina amar ma'achriv noisa, eventually it's going to be annihilated. Rashi says without any remnant. V'amar Rava lechavi Yishalayim, you know why Yishalayim was destroyed? Ela b'shvil shepasku mena anshe amana, because of the following reason. Ela only b'shvil shepasku mena anshe amana, the men of integrity, honest people, were no longer present in Yishalayim. Shenema shaita debuchus Yishalayim, go look around in the streets of Yishalayim. U na ud u ubikshu b'chavisel in timtzu ish oisem mishpat. Go see if you find a person who does justice in bakshe muna, who seeks integrity. Emes ve'esach la'an, I will forgive you to Yishalayim. Eini, is that the case that there were no men of integrity present in Yishalayim? Va'amar av katina afilu b'shas kishlenish Yishalayim, even during the downfall of Yishalayim. Lay pasku mena anshe amana, anshe amana, men of integrity, was still there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki yitzpois ish ba'achiv, beis aviv. So one grabs his brother and he says, simla lecha katzin tiyalonu. What does this mean? Dvarim shebnei adam miskasim behem kesimla, yeshlam biyadcha. So he would grab his brother and he would say, look, be a chief for us. Come teach us Torah. You're knowledgeable. Dvarim shebnei adam miskasim behem kesimla, words, things, the very Torah, which generally people pretend to know. So they pretend that they're hiding their knowledge. They know, but they don't want to say. So that's something which b'nei adam miskasim behem kesimla. People dress themselves up, cover themselves with a garment. So they hide the fact that they're ignorant. They pretend to know, and they're just not revealing their knowledge. So those things, yeshlam biyotcha, you, however, you have full possession of these things. You're knowledgeable. You're Talmud Chacham. They're in your hands. So why don't you teach us Torah? What does this mean? Devarim. These are the depths of Torah. Those things, she'ein bnei adam oindum aleim, that generally people cannot really gain the proper clarity. Ella im kei nichshal behem. Unless they initially They stumble once, twice, till you get it right. It takes a while to get the clarity of the depth of Torah. So those deep things, yesh and tachas yodecha, you have in your possession. Katzin tialana, be a chief for us. Come teach us Torah. So this was the request. Now, what did this fellow, how did this fellow respond? Yisa vayamu leimar, lo yehe chayvish. What does this mean? Ein yisa. The word yisa here is referring to a shvo. He would swear. Ein yisa eloshen shvo, v'chinu oimar lo yisisa, Hashem Hashem lakecha. Don't swear using the name of Hashem falsely. So the word Yisa is referring to Shvo. He would swear. He would respond with a Shvo. I swear. What does that mean? I'm not one of those who contain themselves in the Beis Medrash. I'm not the ones who dwell in the Beis Medrash. I'm not knowledgeable. Who are basing lechem ain simla? In my home, there's no bread, there's no simla, there's no garment. Shem yodi loy mikra, loy mishnah, loy gemara. I don't have my possession. Not Mikra, which is Chumash, Tanakh, Mishnah, nor Mishnah, like Gemara, I'm ignoramus. I have nothing to teach you. So we see that there were men of integrity, honest people in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, there's no right from the MMI. How do you know that's indicative of his integrity? Dilma, perhaps, Shani Hasim, there's different. The Amalu, Gamirna, because if he would propose, if he would say, yeah, I'm knowledgeable, I've learned a lot of Torah, what would they say? Amrle, Amalon. So they would tell him, okay, he teach us. So he can't deny the facts. It's not something that he can pretend. Says the Gemara, still and all, if he was trying to put on a front, Havali Lameimar, he should have said, Gomer v'shachach. He learned and he forgot. So why did he have to say, Mai lo yechayvish? Klal, Mai lo yechayvish? Why did he say, lo yechayvish? I'm not one of those who aren't closed in the Beis Medrash. Apparently he's trying to say klal. Klal. I'm absolutely not one of those that attends the Beis Medrash. I never was. Not like I learned and I forgot. I was never knowledgeable. So indeed we see that he's being honest. There are men of integrity in Yerushalayim. So how can you say the reason why Yerushalayim was charev is because there were no men of integrity? So it's more like kasha, it's not a kasha. Kamba divrei Torah, kamba maaso matan. Indeed, when it pertains to divrei Torah, they were men of integrity. You don't want to receive undeserved praise. However, when it comes to maaso matan, to business activities, they did not conduct their business with honesty and integrity, and indeed that led to the downfall and destruction of Yerushalayim. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. The Gemara described for us the various Amoraim who personally were engaged in the preparations of Shabbos. The Gemara told us the story about Yosef Maki Shabbos, who received great wealth as a result of his being generous in his expenditures of Shabbos. The Gemara told us indeed that one is zeichet ha'ashiris to wealth as a result of Yimichabit Shabbos. The Gemara told us that this special taste, this flavor of Shabbos can only be enjoyed by one who actually experiences and observes Shabbos. The Gemara told us the importance of saying Vayechulu, who becomes a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. The Gemara told us about saying Amen Yesh Mei Rabbah, and also Amen B'chol Koichai, according to Rashi, B'chol Kavanosai, according to Tosfos, B'chol Ram. The Gemara discussed the inequities of Yerushalayim, which led to its destruction and downfall, disregard of Shabbos, disregard of Kriyat Shema, disrupting the school children from their Torah, the lack of Busha for inappropriateness, the lack of Tkovid for Talmud Chachamim, the lack of the disregard of Toichacha, they failed to admonish one another. And finally, regarding business activities, dishonesty and lack of integrity pertaining to business matters. And the Mashal points out that unfortunately many of these things, these phenomena are still prevalent today, still present nowadays. And he says one should inspire himself to improve in all these areas. And indeed it would be zeichet to rebuilding Yerushalayim and binyan Beis HaMikdash meher b'yameinu amen.